Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinya Rosicki with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunwa Meditation Center Hamburg Yunwa Dharma Sa of the Yunwa Sangha of World Social Buddhism. Today you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Chikwangde Popsenam about customs and traditions, trick or treat. Have good insights. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Chikwangde Popsenam, 12197 October 31, 2025, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. When the Popsenam first came to the United States, one of the many surprises for the Popsenam was to see the tradition of trick or treat at this time of the year. On this day, people appeared as ghosts by dressing up in rather frightening, ghost-like costumes. Many children would go around houses, asking for candy. When the Popsenam saw this, it reminded the Popsenam of, in a way, calling ancestors who left before us through eerie garbs and gestures. At first, the Popsenam was very disturbed to see this, especially ancestors who left before us for the other world are supposed to be comfortable and relaxed there. But on this occasion, ghosts are summoned to scare others. Such actions can make everyone uncomfortable. It is actually a great blessing to be born in this world as human beings, and so we should reflect if it is necessary to make our ancestors uncomfortable who left before us. The Popsenam has difficulties understanding the reason for children reveling in such ghostly play. Even when children play games, they should be enjoyed in the correct way. Furthermore, many neighborhoods have displays of all sorts of ghost-like creations, both in front of and in their houses. As the Popsenam see such wired images, the Popsenam believes they are actually inviting negative energy into their own homes. Many countries have their own customs and traditions. However, causing discomfort to ancestors certainly makes us uncomfortable as well. This so-called festive evening paradoxically generates negative energy in one's own house. This is why, since ancient times, it has been considered very important to make others comfortable. When everyone is engaged in good deeds to make others calm and peaceful, then everyone is contented as well. Bodhisattva actions always draw much good fortune toward our own families. When today passes, it will be in the past. Doing well today will ensure, in return, a successful future for all of us. So today, the Popsenam blesses all of you to have prosperous, satisfied and happy lives. When children come to our house to trick or treat, we should give them healthy food. Hence, finding alternative ways to make children healthy is an important offering to them. Wisdom makes everyone safe, while ignorance drives everyone into suffering. Thank you very much, Chikwangde Popsenam. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Jikwang de Popsonim, for this very special daily reminder. We have to think about some traditions. Have a good week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.